Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
China Stories. In depth. China's primary healthcare on the front line against COVID. By Cui Xiaotian, Xu Wen, Donghui, and Kelly Wang. Published by Session Global. Read by Nandini Venkata. When the city of Baicheng in northeast China's Jilin province had a COVID outbreak in April, Wang Li's workday started before dawn. We'd get up at 3 o'clock every day in order to get to the testing spots at 4:30, Wang said. Wang is one of the 40 primary care medical personnel who are responsible for the needs of 30,000 residents. The county-level city often began testing residents for COVID-19 before 7 a.m., to accommodate the schedules of local farmers. In Luoyang, a city of 790,000 people in East China's Shandong province, three staff members fainted this year while conducting nucleic acid tests. That's due to heat stroke or high blood pressure. And another suffered shoulder damage severe enough to require surgery after sampling 3,000 people in one stretch. That's according to Zhao Hui, a village health center director. China's primary medical centers have played an integral role in carrying out the country's strict pandemic control measures, but the enormous extra workload has pushed their capacity to provide basic medical services to breaking point. In cities, doctors are being tempted to leave primary care as their salaries and the resources needed to treat patients have shrunk. While in rural areas, insufficient government funding has resulted in poor pay and an inhospitable working environment that has led to a brain drain of good doctors and nurses. The situation has threatened a central government effort to strengthen the grassroots through the healthcare reforms that sought to shift some of the burden of China's overcrowded hospitals by promoting primary care as patients' first stop in the medical system. According to data from the National Health Commission, also known as the NHC, the proportion of patients treated at primary care facilities fell to 50.2% in 2021, decreased by an average of 1 percentage point every year from 59.7% in 2012. That's even though these facilities make up 95% of all medical institutions in China. The village health center director, Zhao, was clear about the potential damage facing China's primary care health system amid the pandemic. The official said, "If this goes on, the damage to primary medical care will be considerable, long-lasting, and virtually irreparable." Brain drain and funding shortages are deep-seated problems for primary care institutions in the country's smaller cities like Luoyang. In rural parts of China, insufficient government funding means poor pay and a tough working environment, while in urban communities, egalitarian pay system introduced in the late 2000s has led to large public hospitals to poach capable hands away from primary care. COVID-19 magnifies existing problems. For 3 years, medical institutions at all levels have had to prioritize COVID-19 pandemic prevention and control work. Primary healthcare units are designed as the first port of call for the sick, and they have seen funding and manpower shrink as the government has redirected attention to the pandemic. Luoyang's health center director, Zhao, said that when the provincial capital, Jinan, was hit with an outbreak of COVID in April and May, the center's practice was brought to a standstill as all his staff were corralled into conducting polyamorous chain reaction tests. One nurse at the center, Li Min, spent 3 mornings a week doing COVID-19 tests, taking just 2 days off a month. In developed cities such as Shanghai, local governments have tried to free the hands of professionals by hiring volunteers with a medical background to conduct PCR tests. But by the time the system was tested, during an outbreak of COVID-19, the majority of primary healthcare staff in Hangzhou were involved in pandemic control. A shortage of medical supplies also generated concern as delayed or non-existent funds or subsidies grew in number. Liang Zhe, manager of Community Health Service Center in Shangluo, a tourist town and transportation hub in northwestern province of Shaanxi, said his unit has already lost more than 100,000 yuan on doing nucleic acid tests. Liang said, "The medical staff who go down to sample must wear protective gear, while all the supplies are funded by ourselves." Liang added that his team also pays the cost of gas spent on delivering the samples while waiting for their share to be distributed from the funding allocated to county-level hospitals. Jin Guangsai, a village doctor in Kaifeng in the central province of Henan, said that he has pulled favors with officials for a while. Jin said, "No one has money. You can ask them to funnel you funds once or twice, but how can they give you the money every day?" The funding shortage has extended to vaccination programs. A community health service center in Hangzhou received a subsidy of 10 yuan per vaccine, which was, quote, "not enough to cover the cost," according to the center's director, Zhou Binfeng. The money issue was compounded by the interruption of regular medical services, resulting in less revenue generation. Meanwhile, delayed medical responses, some due to COVID-19 restrictions, risked causing more grave consequences for vulnerable groups. Beijing and Shanghai have struggled to save critically ill patients while complying with the wide-ranging zero COVID policy. Delayed treatment resulting in death and public anger accompanied the rise in cases as the metropolises fought strong waves of COVID-19 infections in April and May. At most village health centres, patients with a body temperature higher than 37.2 degrees Celsius will be sent to bigger hospitals. Two hospital directors in southwest China were sentenced to a year in prison for illegally admitting feverish patients in 2020. Additionally, delayed regular physical checkups and suspended clinical practices have created a backlog of people needing treatment. According to Director Zhou, the public health work that had been put aside doesn't mean it doesn't need to be done. Zhou said, "We will definitely have to make up for it later." Liang has just begun this year's health checkups in June after half a year delay caused by COVID control policies. Li worries that working overtime to catch up could compromise quality or lead to data fabrication in order to meet review targets. Rural health centers struggles. Healthcare facilities in rural areas have always had trouble obtaining and keeping resources and human resources, with a primary medical staff to resident ratio of 1 to 1,000, compared with 1.6 to 1,000 in Hangzhou. Before the pandemic, only 2 of the 18 health centers in Liang were able to break even. Since 2021, most of them have not even been able to pay into their employees' housing fund. Zhao said, "We are not able to keep talent or get medicine in, which means businesses cannot be developed. It's a vicious circle." Several directors at village or community health institutes told Caixin that they had to spend money planned for medicine in order to pay staff. For example, the ones in Liang had been delaying medicine payments since 2015 due to a lack of funding. This led pharmaceutical companies to stop delivering this year. Then, the money that was originally used to pay the wages of employees went to fill the medicine fee gap, resulting in unpaid employees in village health centers during the first half of the year. The lack of government support is also more evident in village health centers. Liang's average financial allocation stands at 42%, much lower than 77% in Yantai, an adjacent city with a population of 7 million. That's almost 10 times the size of Dayang's population. In the county-level city of Tai'an in Shandong, the village health center has not received any epidemic control subsidy so far. The center's director, Chen Zhihua, said that the unit's out-of-pocket money replacing government funding has accumulated to more than 10 million yuan in 3 years, which is almost a year's net income for a medium-sized hospital. Chen said brain drain was among his greatest worries. He said that he had already lost 2 senior staff this year, 1 lab doctor and 1 physician, to bigger hospitals. Chen said, "It is already difficult for us to find good doctors, and the ones who left are always the capable ones." Chen added that the difficulty of keeping talent lies in income difference and inadequate rest time. Li in Luoyang said that 4 doctors from different departments in her health center had moved up to higher level hospitals in the past 2 years, while some of her former classmates had moved to private maternity or physical examination centers. Urban communities' worries. Although health centers in bigger cities are less likely to endure financial hardship compared with rural healthcare units, reforms started in 2009 that separated PHC's revenue from expenditure, where primary medical institutions are fully funded by the finance department after they turn in all income generated from diagnosis and treatment, flattened the income gap, but also eroded employees' incentive to do more work. A healthcare reform research expert who wished to stay anonymous said that such egalitarian payment system could result in an outflow of excellent doctors to higher level hospitals, where they can enjoy better benefits and smoother promotion channels. Zhou, who is in charge of a community health service center in Hangzhou, added that the zero markup policy, also emphasized in the 2009 healthcare reform, provided no opportunities for his staff to profit from their jobs. The policy requires PHCs to sell basic drugs used for common diseases at their purchasing prices in order to lower the cost for patients, but it has also reduced employees' motivation to work. Top-tier public hospitals' continued expansion has left primary medical institutions with meager resources to fight back, further widening a gap between grade A tertiary-level hospitals, where high-demand doctors are hard to access and too expensive to see, and primary health care units at the bottom of the food chain, which struggle to keep doctors and serve patients. COVID-19 has aggravated a so-called siphon effect in healthcare that has seen talent flowing to better developed places with brighter outlooks. According to Chen, since 2020, China's top-tier hospitals have been busy building new branches that could cost as much as a village health center's entire budget. Chen said, "The cake is only so big."